Now to the race for 2016. Hillary Clinton facing a new firestorm tonight over her husband's emails showing Bill Clinton asked for the green light to give speeches with ties to some of the most brutal regimes in the world for big bucks, all while his wife was Secretary of State. ABC Chief White House correspondent John Carl broke this story, and he's back on the case tonight.
With its vast army, nuclear weapons, and the world's most notorious dictator, North Korea would seem an unlikely place for a former president to make a buck. But emails obtained by ABC News show Bill Clinton tried to get approval to give a North Korea speech while Hillary was Secretary of State. The request coming from one of his top aides to Mrs. Clinton's chief of staff, Cheryl Mills. Mills' terse reply, decline it. But the former president's aide asked for an explanation. Mills wrote back to tell Bill Clinton, if he needs more, let him know his wife knows, and I'm happy to call him. The emails came to light because of a lawsuit by the conservative group Citizens United. Today, Mrs. Clinton acknowledged her husband asked for approval to give this speech and many others.
There were some unusual requests, but they all went through the process to try to make sure that the State Department conducted its independent review.
Another unusual request, a speech for $650,000 in the Congo, attended by two of Africa's most notorious dictators. Clinton's own speaking agency recommended declining the invite, noting, quote, the prevalence and intensity of sexual violence against women in eastern Congo is widely described as the worst in the world. But Mr. Clinton did not want to take no for an answer. His aide asking if he could do the speech if all the money went to the Clinton Foundation instead of to Clinton directly.
Neither of those speeches happened because ultimately the State Department didn't approve either of them. But all told, Bill Clinton made over $48 million giving speeches while Hillary was Secretary of State. Tom?